You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for Cynthia Canty. Well, to borrow from the good book, ye shall hear of shutdowns and rumors of government shutdowns. Yes, the age-old political divide over money, how to raise it, how to spend it. It's rearing up in Lansing once again. All of this as the legislature careens towards its October 1st budget deadline. Well, today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer held a press conference to remind Michiganders that she's put forward a budget proposal, that she has a plan to raise $2.5 billion for roads, and that her Republican counterparts in the legislature, well, they haven't put up their own plan, nor reached a deal with her. GOP leaders have said that they're not sure it will take $2.5 billion more for roads. Well, here's Whitmer's response to that today.
$2.5 billion is what it costs. That's what it's going to cost to fix the problem. That's what I introduced in my budget because I know that the public is tired of politicians that lie to them or pretend that the problems aren't real when they're feeling it every day in terms of the bills they're confronting by fixing their cars to keep them on the roads. $2.5 billion is what study after study has said. It is really the number. And I know that if we don't make a meaningful change in the trajectory right now, that it will be $3.5 billion in just 3 years.
Here to update us on the latest back and forth at the state capitol is Chad Livengood, senior editor with Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
Well, you reported this week in an exclusive interview with Governor Whitmer that she says she's not married to her 45-cent gas tax proposal to pay for roads. Today, she sounded committed to pushing for that plan, saying that it was the best plan. So how committed is the governor to this gas tax?
Well, she says it's the best plan. She says it's the most superior plan because it's, you know, this one simple vote. You know, Laura, she's framed this as one historic vote where you just vote to raise the gas tax, where all these other proposals and possibilities, they involve multiple levers of government, different votes and budgets and rearranging money. And you know, Governor Whitmer has contended, look, a straight gas tax increase is the fastest, easiest way to get there. And what she's really asking and sort of demanding now at this point from the Republican legislature is that they actually put out a plan, an alternative plan, that she wants a public debate about this. She wants the public to have some type of glimpse into what is the alternative to 45-cent gas tax increase. And so far, you know, the Republican legislative leaders have said, no, we're going to keep our policies or our proposals confidential. That was part of our negotiating agreement with the governor, and that's where they're at right now.
Right, because fast and easiest way is never the fastest and easiest way in the legislative process. Where do Republicans stand as far as a budget deal is concerned, aside from roads?
Well, now Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky is saying he's going to start moving the state budget separate from a roads deal. The governor has wanted the roads deal to be tied to this. The Speaker of the House basically has kind of indicated that he's going to do the same kind of strategy. And so now we're really kind of headed toward a showdown where if they send the governor a budget that she deems insufficient for transportation funding, she will have this, you know, big, huge decision to make whether to veto the bill and potentially trigger a government shutdown 34 days from now.
Right. She sounded pretty convinced that she would not agree to a budget deal that didn't include road funding, but she's also been through the legislative process and a politician for many years, and she is somebody who understands that sometimes backroom deals need to be made and that you have to make concessions. What are those concessions you think she might make in this deal process?
Well, today she made firm, and she made firm as well in my interview with her yesterday, that she was opposed to tinkering with the pensions of public school employees, and specifically how they are funded and the state's contribution to it. There's been some plans that have been crafted together by the West Michigan Policy Forum, a group of influential Grand Rapids area businessmen who want the state to take out $10 billion of bonds in order to pump into the pension fund and lower the cost overall up front. It's akin to basically refinancing your mortgage from 20 years to 30 years. And she has rejected that, citing a lot of advice from a lot of financial advisors, Senate Republicans, in particular the Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, really want that plan. They want the state to focus on that. It also would free up maybe up to $900 million in cash that could go towards road funding. And so she has panned that, but I think that's still out there as a possible bargaining chip. And then there's, you know, the other issues out there that you know, relate to the rest of the budget, and whether you also go after sales tax on gasoline that this MIPSERS or pension plan kind of is tied to, removing that sales tax on gasoline so you don't shortchange the schools and cities. But like I said earlier, Laura, there's a lot of different moving levers and complications when you start taking, you know, trying to craft together a $2 billion road funding plan that doesn't just include a straight vote for gas tax.
Well, none of these levers are small ones to pull on anyway in this negotiating process. As they, you know, the budget process usually is quite large and long. But does that mean that because we have now divided government that we're going to potentially see a shutdown by the end of September?
Well, it doesn't have to be that way. There's obviously ways to they can find some common ground still. And the other thing that the governor brought up to me that she's open to discussing, and there seems to be some interest among legislators, is having what is kind of referred to under the dome as a Proposal A style plan, where you would pass a gas tax increase that is unpalpable to, you know, a lot of voters, and then give them an option on the next general election ballot to either allow for that tax increase to go forward or to raise the sales tax as an alternative.
Well, Chad Lavengood, I think we'll be revisiting this conversation in a few weeks, so we'll talk to you then.
Thanks a lot.
Chad Lavengood is the senior editor with Crain's Detroit Business.